Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week, let's remember, be like water, adapt without changing your nature. Our guest today is Matthew Wood, and he's author of A Shamanic Herbal. I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, and your spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. We have with us Matthew Wood. He's author of A Shamanic Herbal, and Matthew is an author, a lecturer, a 40-year practicing herbalist who runs an online school called the Matthew Wood Institute of Herbalism. Welcome, Matthew.
Hi there, Linda.
I'm so glad you're here. You're usually out in the woods, aren't you?
Well, actually, that's true, and I'm driving to a conference in the east, so I'm actually in a small town in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin here. So I'm kind of out in the woods.
There you go. So, Matthew, tell me a little bit. What is a shaman?
Oh, well, let's see. I would say that shamanism in general is sort of a religion or spirituality, I would say, rather than religion, based on nature. It's not really, disharmonious with any particular established religion. It's just learning from nature. And it's just a word that one could apply other words as well, but I couldn't find one really that fits so well. But more specifically, one learns from the plants and animals, the things of nature. I think someone wrote, or maybe it's in the Bible or something, about a lesson in every babbling brook and tree. And that is true. A long time before there were written scriptures or Bibles, there was the written scripture of Mother Nature, and what we're going to learn from that. There's always places for us to learn. So through the plants and the animals, the plants, they personify different lessons of life. They go through different stresses like we do, too much wind, too much water, dryness, drought, heat, cold, alternating heat and cold. And those are like the lessons that we go through. That's the plants I'm talking about there. The animals, it's somewhat similar. And so by watching them and learning from them, then we learn about how to regulate our own lives and deal with the stresses of life. So that's a short version there. I guess I'd say the animals are very important. Each of us, we are animals. What would you say? Like the warm-blooded mammals, they love their children, they take care of their offspring, they often mate for a year or a lifetime, a season or a lifetime. And this includes the birds, although they have a different evolutionary path. They work in communities, whereas the cold-blooded reptiles do not, and we are grateful the snakes do not, in fact, work in communities. We don't want to be attacked by 10 rattlesnakes at once. So, so we gain from the warm-blooded animals our best characteristics, and all we gain from our human self is like ego, materialism, and susceptibility. Well, actually, we kind of then tie in with the reptilian survival sexual instincts, and we have a hard time with that. But the warm-blooded animal part of us is really a beautiful part of us, and that's part of the lesson of shamanism too.
Well, I think that's really great. I always think that everything is a a conscient being, you know, in other words, you know, even plants. I mean, it was really interesting. I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old. I'm almost 75. Oh. So, but you know, it's interesting that, you know, plants come in and animals come in and they teach you things. And, I just wrote a book called Symbols, and it's all about plant animals and all the symbols around us that is giving us wonderful information. And I mean, what one of the things that I like a lot about animals is that not only are they part of our past and our future, but they're part of our present. So, for example, I own HealthyLife.net radio network, so I'm pretty busy and I'm doing all these other things. And I'll get really intense, and then I'll look out the window, and the hummingbird will be sitting there saying, hey, you want to come out here and be a little joyful rather than sitting here doing all of that nonsense? And then I say, yes, I do. And I go out. And sometimes they, sometimes the hummingbirds, when I was at my other house, you know, they would bring their, I would go out the same day, and when I wouldn't come out, they'd come over to the thing and knock on the window, and when they had their babies, they'd bring them in to, for me to see into the house. I'd say, okay, you know, whatever you need to do. But one of the things that I think that illustrates a little bit about our connection on a present level with plants and animals is that it was an interesting thing. I was about 37, and I was looking out at my, and I love plants, and I've always gardened, and I've always used herbs and stuff. And I could actually, one of the plants was, you know, kind of droopy. And I said, I talk to my plants all the time, and they answer. And I said, what's going on with you? And they said, here. And they actually let me see into their system so that I could actually see the water running through the, you know, on a microscopic cellular level. And I thought, wow. I've never seen this before, and now I can do that at will. Do you get to feel that, too, when you're dealing with plants? You've got to be feeling which plant wants to go with you, which plant doesn't, right?
Well, let's see. I don't have, yeah, everybody has different attunements. So first I learned through the doctor. Well, first I got to say, wow, you and I are very compatible on our experience, on our life path. so similar, yeah. So I'm glad I'm on this show. And I have to say, too, to my surprise, I found maybe I've had 3-4 interviews with people very compatible like this. So we are a wider movement than one would think. There just is no name for it. I chose the name shamanism, but there isn't, I don't know, naturalism. But, yeah, so my attunement with plants, I start with a doctor of signatures. I can kind of see what it looks like, what it resembles, where it grows. Therefore what its properties are, and so that gives me great insight, and to me that's the actually the deepest level of sort of, well, I actually talking to the plants is deeper, and you're better at that than me. The number of times that they've talked to me has been very few, and I've wondered why. Maybe I have to learn some sort of technique how to do it, but every once in a while they'll say, I remember I thanked Herb for helping a friend of mine in a medicine lodge. She was, had put on Native American spirituality. And I thanked Gravel Root, which really saved her life. And it said, just immediately it said, you can tell I'm a turtle medicine because just as Grandfather Turtle rose out of the sea in the beginning of time to create the first earth, so too do I rise out of the swamp to become the first soil. So,
wow.
Which was
You get really good stuff. I get, hey, look at me, and da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, they're just chatting. For you, you get these pearls of wisdom, so it's worth it, you know, to not get it all the time.
Yeah, it's only happened a few times, but, I learned a lot from that. I learned, they have the same mythology we do, that the earth is built on the back of an enormous turtle. And actually, and because that's not just Turtle Island and Native American, that's worldwide. And actually, there's evolutionary truth in that the turtles are the main stem. They call it the evolutionary biologists, the main stem of them from which the mammals arise. Like, they are the reptilian grandfather of the warm-blooded animals. And they are themselves a little bit warm-blooded because they can wring the water out. They winch against their shell to wring the water out, and that makes them warmer. Or they jump in the pond to get cooled off. So they have a little bit of warm-bloodedness, and I think that's why they don't look quite so fierce and terrifying as the other reptiles, which basically nowadays are alligators, snakes, and lizards, look, you know, they look pretty terrifying. But, so, yeah, so that was a turtle medicine. Another thing I learned from that, they have the same mythology. Another thing was, they speak in symbols like that. Because how are they going to communicate with us? And they don't necessarily have logic and all that, you know. And it sounds to me like they're communicating to you through pictures, which is a very ancient way. Before there was logic and the syllogism, if, then, you know, that we use in modern languages. Before that, there was, there's a little traffic on this little side street. Before that, there was just describing exactly what you saw and then speaking by symbology, by reference, by similarity. So they speak that way. Also, you can tell I'm a turtle medicine. That was like, they're not saying you have to believe this. It's like, you can not believe it if you want. I wouldn't dare not believe it. It's like so cool. But you can tell I'm a turtle medicine if you want to. And then also, finally, you can see that this is a kidney medicine because it's the edge of the water and the solid, which is very much where it grows, and really it's long, long reputation as a kidney medicine. So that was all, that's unpacking just that one saying. And this is like a voice in my ear, and I've studied the ear enough to know there's the crystals that vibrate with our voice and stuff. And actually, they vibrate. When I read it, it sounded like a scientific fact that you could hear things when you talk to yourself. You are actually hearing the crystals are vibrating, and therefore, when a voice from outside yourself talks to you, those crystals are vibrating, and it's just as real in a way. This sounded to me just as real. It sounded like when the plant said, "Look inside," or "Look and see," that it was quite a real voice. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's really amazing that if you're open, you can just absorb what an animal is trying to say, and not only by the bodily characteristics of what you're seeing, if you're aware of them, but you can do that. So, what is the language of shamans about, though? Were you talking about that, or is that?
That's to some extent what I was just mentioning, was that we are, that the original method of speech for humanity is the same as the invisible language of the plants and animals, which is that you describe exactly what you saw. It's like, and then you, and you have to speak by similarity or contrast or wordplay to bring out another meaning. You think about what does turtle mean, and a whole bunch of different things come up, and you learn other stuff. Well, someone could hear that same expression that I heard and not realize it had anything to do with kidneys. In fact, if they weren't an herbalist, they probably wouldn't have been interested in that and thought about it. So it's like talking by similarity. The plant didn't actually say, I'm a kidney medicine. Maybe it could have said that, but that would have limited it, I think. Or you could say, we would say, if I grow by the water, therefore I am a kidney medicine. No, that's like, that forces you to agree or disagree. That's how we speak. That's logic or the syllogism, and that's the opposite. That's modern speech. Aristotle says that Plato was the one who first discovered how to extract knowledge by the syllogism, by the if-then method. But Plato also set up how to speak and think according to archetypes or or these background symbols like this too. So he was aware of both methods, but Western civilization got overwhelmed, and now everybody talks the if then, and you gotta, and you gotta agree, it's a premise, if Socrates is a man and all men are mortal, then Socrates is mortal. Well, you have to agree with that or disagree, and if you disagree, then people think you're an idiot, you know, and then we judge cultures that don't have this speech pattern. We do it unconsciously, actually, generally. And even though we're, oh, diversity and everything.
Exactly.
No, we don't really actually respect other ways of thinking and speaking. And
well, especially so, here, you know, especially in America, I think it's because, yeah. You know, we have a vast land, right? So our you know, but if you go to Europe, it's interesting because in Europe, a lot of times they will offer you, for as far as medicine, they'll say, do you want a natural way of doing it, like herbs, or do you want a pharmaceutical way of doing it? And, you know, so especially like in France, they'll say, well, do you want the natural herbs or do you want the pharmaceutical? And so, and many countries do that, but here it's all no, it's all about the money kind of stuff on that. And so it's really, really bad. And so, you know, for me, I've not been to a doctor since 1992, maybe. I got chronic fatigue. They couldn't figure it out. So I said, hey, I'm done. So, and I started healing myself with my own, with herbs and whatever. And, you know, I'm 75. I take no medication. I'm in perfect health except for a little back issue that I'm going to go to the chiropractor for. So, but, so I'm very much into healing with crystals and, with healing with herbs. I mean, plus I was, president of a dietary supplement manufacturing company for 8 years, and we were the first one to bring in Chinese herbals, which are really interesting. In your business, you know, because you're out there all the time with this, with the herbs and stuff, and I always figured out that, there was always an herb. If you had a disease in your country, there was always an herb to help that disease. And now, because all the borders are open, that we're seeing a lot more different diseases, and therefore having to use maybe Chinese herbs or Ayurvedic herbs. And I've also found that sometimes people will react to American herbs, but then others won't, and they'll react to Indian herbs or Chinese herbs better, but they all do the same things, but the plants are, you know, are different, you know. I mean, they're the same, but they're different, you know. Have you found that at all, that, you know, there's a propensity for healing in nature of the illnesses in your area with plants and different medicines in your area?
Well, I think that was definitely originally true, in that the plants were adapted to the environment, and the person's, people spent their whole life in the same environment, kind of, or maybe they moved once or twice. And in fact, in the old days, when people moved, they carefully moved they didn't just move from Boston to Louisiana, like, that was considered dangerous, actually, that they moved further south, you know, a little at a time. I'm giving an example. And that was called seasoning. And you seasoned yourself. And, yeah, there's a book about that. I don't think it's still in print, called Health of the Country, where that's described. And even this was used, like, say, the Union Army, as it moved down the Mississippi Valley into the south. They didn't just throw a bunch of guys from farms in New England down into, you know, Vicksburg or Mississippi, or they moved them slowly and tried to get them seasoned. And I was surprised, someone mentioned to me that this is still actually known and used in the Army. I mean, maybe someone can call in and disagree, but this was mentioned to me. And then, I mean, on the other hand, people just go to, you know, Fort Samarero, you know, it's 110 degrees in Texas or South Carolina, and they got to start, you know, their boot camp or whatever. But there is some acknowledgement of this apparently still in the military, which is very practical. You know, it's not into like, let's just make a bunch, let the pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money or something. So, well, hopefully, I think it's gotten
out of control.
Medicine has moved into the government quite a bit.
That's why on this network, we only do natural health. You know, we have to take a break, but you keep that thought, Matthew, because we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk more about your book, A Shamanic Herbal, which you can get at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or any bookstore. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Matthew Wood. He's author of A Shamanic Herbal. It's a great, great book, and it's a great story, and it's very easy to read, and it's got lots and lots of gems of wisdom, so I really highly suggest getting it. Matthew, how does spirit and medicine entwine? We're kind of doing that, but I think you have a better way of explaining it.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. I mean, spirit is in charge of everything in a certain way, and we're blocking it most of the time. So it's a matter of us getting out of the way. Also, I mean, just what can you say? I mean, when you're in a physical body, the wind or the rain can be stronger than the spirit, so... you know, we're subject to the ills of this world, and as we travel around the world, we're exposed to more and more stuff, or people traveling bring stuff to us. Yeah, so we are in an environment where we naturally get sick, but the spirit is like, it loves freedom, and it loves free will for us to choose, and so we can, in a certain way, choose ill health or health. To a degree, you know, things are inflicted upon us that we have little control over, but we do have so often the ability to respond and to work on it and to ask the spirit for help. The spirit just being the kind of power that voids up everything, that's just behind everything, trying to help us all the time. The spirit is always trying to help us be healthy both spiritually and physically. And, you know, it takes a long time and a lifetime. You know, you're 75, I'm 70, so we know you learn so much over a long period of time, but in a year you learn less often. You know, it's harder to see. And then maybe if there's lifetimes, we learn more and more. But at any rate, yeah, so the spirit, so sometimes your choices in herbs and medicines are based on the spirit. I know, and sometimes, like in Native American spirituality and in the Sweat Lodge, there's like, if someone needed to have an operation or it was suggested by the doctor, they would have a ceremony called going under the knife, asking whether it was a good idea to go under the knife or not. So one could ask, but that was very formalized, where you had all your friends and relatives get together, have the ceremony, and kind of check it out. And not only everybody's intuition, but, you know, and what the ancestor spirits of the deceased members of the family and of the community at large and the whole natural world, as well as the spirit, what do they have to say? So, and very, you know, and the more kind of, thinking deeply about these issues rather than just, oh, the doctor says, blah, blah, blah.
We want
self-responsibility, and the spirit wants free will. It doesn't want, well, it takes slaves in a certain sense. You dedicate yourself to the spirit, but to God, to the great mystery, as Native America would say. And, you still have to live your life as an individual. I learned early on, maybe you had the same thing, I want to dedicate myself to God, to the spirit. And, after a while, it's really, I got to take a break. I got to satisfy my personal needs to some extent. I can't just be a slave of the spirit. So the spirit, the spirit wants people totally obedient on the one hand and respects our self-determination and free will on the other hand. And finally, we have to make a compromise some of the time. That is my philosophy, and I talk about that in the book. So.
Right. Yeah. I know that when God laughs at me, I mean, he thinks I'm funny, because I'll sit there, I'll say, hey, I'll say, hey, you know, when I get upstairs, we're having a sit down. What is this? You know, what is this? You can't get what you want until you don't want it. Hey, when we get upstairs, I want to sit down with you. And he just laughs. But right. So, but you flow with spirit and you flow things. But you have to allow your own intuition and your connection to spirit to actually be the final guide for you. Because if you just trust a doctor, I dated a doctor for 4 or 5 years, and I also, my first husband's a biochemist, and I can tell you they don't know any more than you do. They learn about what drugs to give, but, you know, their natural homeostasis of a human being is very little. So you must always question, and see what's right for you. And I also know that, if you allow that to happen and work with that, you will have better results, because you are working with the energy rather than against it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let me say, too, you and I have lived over, 70 years, and we've seen a lot of changes in medicine and the world. And when we were young and we were alternative, you probably were alternative from a young age like me, and when we were young and alternative, the saying was, they treat the symptoms, not the whole person. Yeah, okay, but I felt like that was, there's some purpose in that. Then they started treating the test results about 2005 or 10. They treat the test results, not the person, not
right.
even the symptom.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, we treated what was on the test results. And then, worse yet, now they're manipulating the categories. They treat the insurance billing category,
right.
not the test.
Right.
I mean, this is unbelievable. But to give an example here and how dangerous this is, they've basically abolished in the last 5 years pernicious anemia, which is just a vitamin B12 deficiency. It can be folate and intrinsic factor, other things complicating it. But they've abolished it because vitamin B12 is easy, you know,
easy to
cheap,
get, right?
And they've replaced it by psychiatric billing categories that where the medicines cost thousands and thousands of dollars. And one of my friends went to the doctor and complained about this, and he said, "Well, if you can invent a drug to treat vitamin B12 deficiency that costs thousands of dollars, then they'll do it."
Right. Right.
It's like unbelievable.
Right. Well, the whole system needs to be redone.
Yeah.
When I was dating the doctor, it was a funny story. So I was dating the doctor, and the HMOs were just about coming out, and I was an engineer at that time. I've had a wonderful life. I've been everything.
Yeah, I've been everything.
So he asked me to come and they were having this big meeting trying to convince the doctors and the AMA to go over to HMO and group billing and doing that. And so they said, I said to them, "Well, you know, you don't have any idea about what business is." And so they said, "Well, you come in." And I said, "Well, how are they going to know?" They said, "Well, they're not going to know. You know, just say you're a gynecologist and you went to McGill University." I said, "Okay." So I go in, and they start pitching these doctors. And I said to my group of doctors that had brought me in, and I said to them, "I would run from this because you will lose your autonomy. You'll lose your stuff."
Yes,
and I says,
absolutely.
"You're going to end up making maybe $100,000 a year or $40,000 a year, and the insurance company is going to take it over." And that's exactly what happened. They don't treat.
Absolutely.
They're not even allowed to treat sometimes.
They have to treat exactly according to these billing categories and stuff, or ignore the thing. Or, I mean, actually, they're taught if your symptoms don't match a billing category, then, well, maybe you need a psychiatric.
Right.
Drug,
exactly.
Know,
well, we have to go to break, Matthew. We're gonna talk more.
Yeah, we're in agreement.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back.
Yep. Thanks.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Sci Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Sci Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years.
for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Matthew Wood, and he's author of a shamanic herbal which you need to get and put into your library because it's filled with wonderful, wonderful things that will help you in easy to read format, and it's a good story too. What is the school for shamans?
I would say there's like an inner and an outer. Yeah, one of the main things about shamanism is actualizing dream time, like that you become aware in dream time more and more and more. You get true dreaming. And prior to that, so that's what we're working towards. And actually, it is dreaming of your medicine animal, your own personal, your alter ego. Everybody has an inner animal, and that is sort of their animal self. And dreaming of that being opens up our eyes and ears and makes them reliable on the inner level in dream time. Prior to that, we are learning spiritual discipline, spiritual warriorship, recapitulation, how to relive our bad experiences and let go of them or just become aware of them. And when we are outsmarted, then that's trickster medicine. That's the contrary, the trickster. I call that lizard medicine. And but any of the great contraries or tricksters of mythology, coyote, etc., they can trick us. And so sometimes we learn straight ahead on our own, and other times we didn't see something, so we make a mistake and we okay. And sometimes we have opponents that we have to fight against, that called the worthy opponent. And I call that snake medicine, because the snake is ambivalent to good and evil as a medicine animal. It just is like, oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea, seductive, and on it. It does not care. And even the alligators, they're a little bit above that. So there's most of these lessons are personified in the animals themselves and the plants. And then, see, when a plant looks like an animal or is used by an animal, then that's a special signature, and it leads us to that animal. That's called a spirit signature, an animal spirit signature. So that's what, and almost all the herbs in the book have that kind of background, although I included sun and moon medicines just because that's traditional Native American, that sometimes the elemental features of nature also have herbal representations, or smoke or cloud. So and a plant can have more than one spirit signature too. So for
example, you're saying like that there's, we're going to get into this, is about animal medicine, and so you're saying that some of the animal medicines may have plants associated with it, with characteristics like the animal or opposite the animal. Could it be either or?
Usually it is like the animal. And for instance, all around the world, just about every culture has snake medicines. They look like a snake, and they're used to cure snake bite or insect bite. So even the little lowly plantain is sometimes called, it looks like a little, the seed pod looks like a little snake's head sticking up. It's called snake weed sometimes, almost never. But that I've ever run across is usually called plantain. It's not the banana, it's a different plant. And very good for drawing out poisons. I find generally it doesn't work after about 20 minutes. You gotta get, I don't know about snake bite, I've never used it for snake bite, but for insect bite, you gotta get there when the poison is near the surface. So that's a snake medicine. Then we have something, and then often the lesson, so we have black cohosh or black snake root, which we get from Native American well, Indian medicine, as it would be called. And that is a plant that has a long, it looks like a snake blowing in the wind, but it also looks like a spine. It's kind of curved like that. So it's a good whiplash remedy. It's good cerebral spinal fluid movement remedy. It's good kind of chiropractic remedy. And it is also a snake bite remedy, especially when the nervous system is affected. And it has some other uses in addition. It's an obstetric gynecological remedy. The word cohosh means that in some Eastern Algonquin language. But as a snake medicine, that I find has the most integrity in like helping you examine the snake energy and not fall kind of under its glitzy magnetic, you know, because that rules, you know, dark magic and sexual addiction and stuff like that. That's kind of the reptilian mind, the back brain, is associated with kind of our reproduction and survival, and that's where we cut corners and begin to fall off of our spiritual path and try and following self-interest. So, and the snake more than any, I mean, I hate to, you know, be prejudicial, but it's more than any other. Kind of personifies that. And it is a trickster too. Like in the Garden of Eden, did God really say that? Well, being humans, our answer probably would be like, well, I wasn't really paying attention. I don't remember what he said.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that, animal medicine can be. How do you use animal medicine? For example, can you give me an example, like where you would use dog medicine and what dog medicine is, and you know?
Yeah, dog medicine increases the gut level instinct because kind of the dog is like barking, arf, arf, is like instinct, like stranger, bad, you know, or dangerous, or potentially, or just let's be on the safe side. So strengthening the solar plexus, the gut level instincts, right in the gut, right under the, you know, nymphoid process, whatever that's called, that bone in there, and under the rib cage. And so that's the dog medicine. And then closely related, you think, well, the wolf medicine, but wolf medicines are kind of the access between the instincts and the what we call the ego, even though they're an animal, they relate to the decision making they're very mathematical when they're in the wild surrounding. They're constantly running around the big herds of elk or caribou or whatever, sniffing the scat along the way to find out which deer is sick and so on like that. But when they get going, they are very mathematical. They'll run down the elk that's sick. And this mathematical quality, like, they won't waste their time. They don't have unlimited energy. They can't, you know, sit down and watch TV or something and relax. They have to use their energy carefully. And so they're very mathematical, and they'll get the right angle where they can start chasing that sick elk, or and they'll just wait until it's exposed a little bit, and boom, then they go after it. And they're careful. They don't want to get kicked, so they wait until they can get alongside and grab it by the neck, and that's how they pull it down then. Well, so being mathematical like that makes them have a quality that is like the human, like the ego and the materialistic part of us. And yet they also have those deep, profound animal instincts. I mean, like where I live, there are wolves, even though it's only 45 minutes from downtown St. Paul. Minnesota, I felt like I get home and it's like the hackles, like your hair raises on the back of your neck, you know, and you check around with your neighbors, oh yeah, I saw a wolf, or I heard a pack one time too, and so they're there a little bit, but boy, when you, they just really, they raise the hair on the back of your neck, they're right. So present, and your instincts are awoken so much. Same with seeing a snake. Gee, I got all these garter snakes now, I'm constantly, and I can't get used to them. Every time I see one, I'm like, oh, golly, a snake, you know, but we just have little snakes up north.
Well, that's good. That's good. We have to go to break, but we're going to be right back, and I guess this will be our last 8-minute segment, I guess. Yeah, boy, it's gone fast, huh? Anyway, get his book during the break. It's called A Shamanic Herbal by Matthew Wood, and we'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Matthew Woods, and he's author of A Shamanic Herbal. I do want to talk a little bit about your website and your classes and your workshops and stuff, because I think that that will help people if they want to, you know. Can you tell us a little bit about the workshops and how they work and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, mostly I teach online, and we got this online school together right as COVID started, which was like about as ideal as you could have. I always find my life is the opposite of whatever is going on in society. Whatever bad luck society is having, I'm having good luck. So
yeah, me too.
It was a great time to do online education, and we weren't really organized into a school until a year ago, where we had a definite curriculum for year one. We've just about completed the curriculum for year two. This takes a long time, so it's taken a while. And that's mostly co-teaching with Phyllis Light, this great herbalist from Arab, Alabama. They make up say that because for various reasons, not a southern accent. It's actually what the U.S. Post Office determined was the right way to pronounce it. And so she and I are great co-teachers, and we talk about the organ systems from a very holistic standpoint. We'll be completing that part of our curricula by the end of this year, and then the third year we're going to get into clinical And we've only just begun a little bit on that tongue evaluation, just be alive, because it's something that we can do. And that's what's going on that way. Then, you know, during COVID, there were not any conferences, and that started up again. I'm teaching. I'm on my way. That's why I'm in a little town in Wisconsin. I'm on my way to the Black Walnut Conference next weekend in eastern Pennsylvania. It's not in a big city. I can't remember, Chester or something, or Lancaster County. I think it is in Lancaster County. And then the next weekend, and that should be online. The next weekend, I'm teaching at, in association with the Arbor Vitae School in upstate New York. That's probably posted. It's not on my website yet. I've got to call that in. That information, I'll be out in New York. I just wanted to do more than one thing. And then on the way back, I got a couple classes too. One in Cumberland, Maryland, and another one in Yellow Springs, or near Yellow Springs, Ohio, where I have friends and stuff. Just little classes and book signings. I'll be doing book signings for this book all along the way.
Good. So that's really great.
But usually I'm just at home and in my 1854 log cabin, and which is our log home, because it's actually pretty big. It's one of the old time when they built houses that way. So...
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds to me like you're kind of like me. I thought, you know, when do I retire? And I guess I don't, because it's, you know, we're just moving. I guess the world really needs us right now. And what you're teaching right now is extremely important, because so many people cannot afford Western medicine. And, you know, we did open their eyes up, you know, during the 60s and all this stuff, you know, to natural medicine. And so the more that we can learn about that, you know, why would you go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, on things with side effects? I mean, you know, a drug has, each drug has at least 52 side effects. So if you take...
They're not based on cure. They're based on suppression.
Correct.
Of a symptom or a blood test result.
Right. And it's not the whole person, so it doesn't... No. That's why you have the symptom, then they give you another drug, and then now there's... You know, you get 10 drugs in your system. And right now, I just read that most people are on 2 to 5 drugs. Almost everyone is on 2 to 5 drugs, which is ridiculous. You know, you don't need it. You just don't need it. So your work is very important, and I think that this
yours too.
Thanks. An online legacy, right? This is going to be this workshop is going to be your online legacy, which will help generations upon generations. You know, so this is a great thing that you're doing.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, my institute. Yeah, that my business partners. That's what they felt too. They were itching for years to help me so that they could preserve that, and finally we got going, and it's worked out very, very well all around. And I'll just give how we met, John and Tara Bachman. They were on an herb walk I was giving, and John had a back pain that had gone on for 5 years or so. He's a martial artist, so he's real active, and he said, "You got a remedy for back pain?" Maybe it's kind of facetious, I don't know, but there was some goldenrod right there, and I looked at it, and I said, and he said he could see me talking to it. Now, all I felt was kind of like, oh, there's some goldenrod. Would that be a good remedy? Yes. You know, so it was kind of like I got my words. I didn't hear the goldenrod, but I knew it would help him, and I gave it to him. And he chewed out a leaf, and his back pain was better for 5 years. from that moment on.
So that's what happens when you listen to spirit too. Thank you so much. What's your website? Because we're going to almost have to leave very soon, and I've been enjoying this so much with you. What's your website?
Yes, Matthew Wood Institute of Herbalism.com.
So Matthew Wood Herbalism
Institute of Herbalism.
Okay, great. So, because I want everybody to come and get your book and to sign up for your classes and see where you're going and do what you're doing. Yeah. I think it's great. Thank you so much for being you.
Thank you. You too, for being you. Wow. doing great stuff.
Yeah. So, anyway, is that about it, Jay? Jay's saying yes, it's about it. So I must have innate timing. But thank you so much, Matthew. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take, we're going to take a break. Bye.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. That's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, lindamckenzie.net. You can also write to me at HealthyLife.net Radio, P.O. Box 385, Manhattan Beach, California, 90267. Go to my website. There's lots of fun things over there. And you know what? I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of health, happiness, and wisdom. Bye.